Welcome, dear learners. Welcome again in our course on academic writing. Today, we are here with this module on some versatile types of academic writing like abstract writing for conference, book chapter writing, and book writing. We have covered literature review, review paper writing, research paper writing, thesis writing, and recently the research proposal writing. So let us discuss these versatile types of academic writing in this module. Dear learners, after going through this module, you will be able to learn the basics of writing an effective abstract for conferences, book chapter writing, and book writing. Dear learners, we will be covering this module under the heads, beginning with why to attend the conferences, writing abstracts for conferences, presentation of a paper in conference, writing book chapter and book, submission of book chapter or book proposal, and the salient features of book chapter or book writing. Now let's begin this module with the first question: why to attend the conferences? What is the need? We all know that attending academic conferences are the very important exercise and events in the academics. What are the reasons? Let us discuss one by one. The very first reason: to share our ideas. Sharing your research, your idea on national and international platform is one of the prime aim of attending conferences. The second is exchanging ideas and updating knowledge and the ideas. It is very important when we become global. The next is basis for collaboration. Conferences provide a strong basis for prospective collaboration between researchers, research teams, and institutions. Last but not the least, career opportunities. Yes, attending conferences provide career opportunities. It opens up the doors for new opportunities. We meet the potential employer. Employer meets the potential employees, and their interaction yield to mutual benefit. Now let us discuss steps for conference abstracts. What we should do? The first thing is gather information and be updated. Enroll yourself in the web platforms which provide time-to-time information on your subject-specific or research field-specific national and international conferences. Read the call for abstracts for details, theme of conference, subject, its sections, its format, and the deadlines must be gone through. Then prepare the abstract, submit it, and then be ready with the presentation. Prepare the presentation. In general, PowerPoint slides are required both for oral and poster presentation. Now let us move to the planning the abstract. The first step is targeting the section to which paper is to be submitted. What you have to do? Plan 2 or 3 tentative titles. The titles must be representative, in good tune with theme of conference, catchy and brief. For example, Title 1, Withenia somnifera, herbal formulation on hair growth promotion, preparation and characterization. Title 2, the same title in the different form, Indian ginseng, Withenia, herbal hair growth formulation for alopecia. So you can see the second title is more catchy and looks potential for attracting readers. Secondly, plan the authors and co-authors, research team members. The presenting author must be marked with sometimes with asterisk, and the main author and our presenting author email ID is given after affiliation below the title and the names of the authors and co-authors. Here comes body of abstract. Write the abstract either in structured form or in unstructured form as directed in the guidelines of the conference. The structured abstract contains background, aim, materials and method, results and discussion, conclusion, and lastly references. The abstract must give concise information with the highlight on your new work. Here you give some quantitative results also. You can add one figure or one table if allowed in the guidelines. The defined word limit must be followed and should be able to give the complete message. References, maximum 3 to 5 may be added if allowed by the guidelines. Then finalize the title. Among these two titles, what we saw, the second title was brief, catchy and complete. So we finalize the title. Then finalize the type of presentation, oral or poster, in which form you want to present. Then lastly, plan the slides for presentation. However, what you have to do after writing the abstract, you will have to submit it to the conference organizers. And after reviewing, when you get the acceptance and the call, you get ready with your slides. For poster, number of slides may vary from 9 to 12, depending on the size of poster. Take the assistance of poster designer. For the oral presentation, 5 to 8 minutes generally is given with or without time for interaction. While the poster presentation should be able to describe your study in about 3 to 4 minutes if asked. So let us discuss some keys for PowerPoint slides. Number 1, not more than 10 to 15 slides for 10 minutes presentation. Font size minimum 18 or more. Arial or Times New Roman. Basically, it must be visible in the presentation hall. This is the basic aim. Color, avoid green. Do not overuse color because it is an academic presentation. Animation, use animation if required for better understanding, but do not overuse it. Content, do not use more than 3 lines in a slide. Do not overload slide with figure. It doesn't look nice. Convert text into figure or table for easy presentation. Or you may also convert them into some other kind of infographic. Give attribution in footnote if required. Conclude effectively in tune with the objectives laid down. Do not exaggerate the work done. Be prepared for queries and leave due time for allowing the audience to question. It is very important when you are presenting your paper. So if we summarize this section for you, why we attend the conferences? To exchange our ideas, to have the research collaborations, for career opportunities. We can plan a good abstract for submitting to the conferences. We have studied the basic concept of abstract writing in review paper and research paper writing. We just touched the key features here, which are very relevant with respect to the submitting abstract or writing abstract for conferences. The presentation of the paper which you have communicated in the form of abstract must be effective, systematic, and time-bound. While the abstract must be concise, effective, and having the completeness in itself. In the next section, we will be covering the book chapter and book writing.